What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Creator Podcast. My name is Sebastian.
My name is Nati Abeno.
Yep, Nati is back. Nati,
should you relate?
Where had you gone?
Ah, oh, man.
There are no relations.
Duty calls. Yeah.
Nati decided it was high time. It was the right time to go for a vacation in the middle of our recordings.
Family matters that can never be avoided.
Yeah.
Yes.
When it comes to family, man, you put everything on hold and go attend to
in
it.
In Arabic, they say lazim.
Lazim.
Yeah.
Sounds to like mean lazima.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in case you are listening to Creator Podcast, like you're listening to this as the first episode of Creator Podcast, my name is Sebastian.
And my name is Nati.
Nati is my co-host. Mm-hmm. We are sailing this ship, and the thing that we are doing is we promised to have 30 episodes in 30 days.
Yes.
Okay, that is us guys cheating. The idea was to post every day for 30 days.
Yes.
But what we're going to do is make sure that within these first 30 days, we give you 30 episodes.
Yes.
And the reason for that is because Nati had to travel. Something came up that she had to go attend to. Mm-hmm. When it comes to family, Maze, you put everything on hold and go attend to it.
Yeah.
And the result of that was me
shutting down.
I shut down for 2 days. And it was a very tricky period because it was over the weekend.
Yes.
So I had an excuse not to record.
Uh-huh.
Burnout is real, even for me, who has been creating content almost every day.
Yes.
So I took Saturday and Sunday off, but I was back with another episode on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do now is make sure that before this week ends,
mm-hmm.
we post 3 episodes in 1 day. So that means this one of these fine days. We have to record 4 episodes.
Yes.
So that 3 episodes go up.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one will go up the next day.
The next day.
And then we can go back to...
Yeah, we'll be telling.
Yeah.
As per our promise.
Yes.
Yes.
Who is the one content creator? Whether locally to mean Kenya, continentally to mean Africa, or globally that you follow.
Yeah.
And you keep getting amazed at how many followers they have.
Okay. First of all, I'm not very keen with
the number of followers.
Followers that people have.
Yeah.
I mostly look at, and mostly because I follow musicians and those who are in the comedy industry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like what content resonates
but
with my interest.
You don't have any one particular person who would be like, I know this person has X number of followers, even if it's not an exact number.
None.
For real?
For real.
Okay. So on Instagram, I think Ronaldo, the soccer player, is the guy who has the highest number of followers.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wonder how it is for him, especially when he has to... You see the way when you post a photo or a video?
Yes.
And the first 10, 20 minutes, it has a lot of interactions, people are liking and they're commenting.
Yes, yes.
I always wonder how it is for him, because I would imagine his phone almost blows up in time. Like,
yeah, because you keep getting notifications when somebody likes, when somebody comments.
I wonder how he does it, because there's no way you can convince me that his phone doesn't heat up because of those interactions.
Yeah.
Or maybe he uploads and then switches off the phone and will come back 2 hours later or 3 hours later.
But by the way, let me talk about this guy, the Kirby guy, the Italian.
Oh, the TikToker guy.
Yeah, the TikToker guy.
Yeah.
Apparently, anytime I land on his posts, especially on IG, it might be half an hour old, but you find over 700 likes, 700 views, 700,000. Sorry, I'm talking about thousands. Yes, likes
views
or
and
views
likes.
And comments are over 10,000, and you're like, wow.
If you have those kind of numbers, I'm very sure, because I don't think there's an operating system on any mobile phone that can sort of handle that kind of traffic without the phone heating up.
Depends on what phone you have.
Hey, but still, imagine this.
Yep.
You are Kirby or Ronaldo. You've posted a photo. And then 10 minutes later, you have a million people liking it.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't switched off notifications. So your phone even hangs. Because I remember there's a time when Kevin Hart posted Nick Cannon's phone number on his Instagram.
Yes.
And Nick Cannon was recording himself, like how the phones were coming in.
Yeah.
Sometimes the phone will just go white because there are so many phone calls coming in. And there's no single phone.
Yeah.
Regardless of the make, whether it's an iPhone or Samsung or whatever brand, there's no single phone that is wired or designed to handle that kind of traffic. So I would imagine the same thing applies.
That is
not even
traffic. That is madness.
That is crazy madness.
That is madness.
Anyway, the reason why I'm asking about this is because of our topic today. We're talking about the need for creators to have personal websites.
Yes.
Because you might have all these followers and all this interaction on social media.
Yeah.
But you don't own that platform.
If
Instagram or TikTok woke up and decided, you know what?
You're going to kick your ass.
No. We've made enough money and it's time to shut down our platform. People stop being... Can you imagine how many celebrities will stop being celebrities in an instant
like
this?
They'll be so lost.
Or even a situation where you're a content creator and maybe they don't like the kind of content you're putting out there.
That's true.
And they decide to kick you off the platform.
Yeah.
And now you have all these business deals or brand deals or mentions or influencer gigs that you're supposed to live up to. But now that you don't have the platform, guys are like, yo, where is our money? Especially now that people have a way of accessing you directly and telling you we're going to pay you X amount.
Yeah.
For you to be able to post this content for us. Now, imagine not having a platform and they have your personal number, because if you're an African creator, chances are you gave them your M-Pesa number.
Yeah.
So they're going to be like, yo, we paid you already, either refund or post. But now since you can't post, that is money you're going to lose.
Yes.
So I'm always for the idea of content creators having personal websites. You know you're the one who's paying for that domain.
Yes.
You know you're the one who paid for the development of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that you have control over the data that goes on it.
Yes.
Because sometimes with these social media platforms, since you're not paying to be on the platform, you are the product. So there's a lot of data that you do not necessarily access.
Yes.
Especially if you're a creator who has a product.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are in this weird situation where you have a huge following, but you don't necessarily quote unquote on it because this platform is not yours. What is your take on that?
I feel like there are these big platforms. So we have Meta, we have IG, we have Twitter, we have TikTok.
Yeah.
To some extent, they have so many people who are using these platforms. Billions, not even millions.
Yeah.
As we speak about this topic today, I'm not sure there's any celebrity, irrespective of which celebrity.
Yeah.
Has their own website where they can command the number of they can command traffic.
Yeah,
that equates the number of the amount of traffic they command in these
social media
platforms.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably it's because it has never crossed their minds, or nobody has ever been daring enough to even try it. But I believe for people to have freedom on what they post, because I mean, we cannot all claim that most of those big creatives all have the same mindset.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah,
there are people who, I mean, people just have different ways of wanting to be out there or whatever creative materials they have to put out there.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them has been daring enough. That's all I can say. But how about if somebody tried? Because still, like, we have a case of one of our local bloggers. Please don't mention the name. It's okay. I know you people might know who they are.
Local to me in Kenya.
Yeah, local to me in Kenya. I mean, I'm just being respectful because we don't want to keep mentioning people's names while we record our podcast and stuff.
Yeah.
But this person is still using another platform, you know?
Mm.
So they move from this platform
to another one.
To another one.
Just because the other platform.
Just because the other platform allows them to be that much expressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, who is daring enough to even come up with
Trump
own platform?
Trump launched Truth Social, his competitor to Twitter. Is it for the right wing or left wing? I can't even remember. I'm not very familiar with US politics.
Yeah.
But it's for the extremists who feel like Trump is right and whatever he's saying is true. So
and how are they faring on?
He did. I read an article, was it on Forbes or the New Yorker? And they were saying it was a failure even before they launched it.
Because it was for the wrong reasons.
It was for the wrong reasons.
Yes.
And also people forget that people who design... engineers and even the founders who designed these social media platforms are people who have actually thought about the use case of these platforms. Mm. They know if I do 1, 2, 3,
yes,
the users are going to be on the platform this much longer. There's a reason, I believe, why when you go on Instagram, when you want to go to the next post, you scroll up.
Yeah.
Instead of scrolling down.
Yeah.
And there's also a reason why if you're a user of Tinder or these other dating apps, you swipe left or right.
Yeah.
So it's a psychology thing. So if you're just launching because you have a name and you feel like there are people who know you and are they're gonna jump onto this platform,
yeah,
then there's a lot of research that you don't do.
Yeah.
Because you're sort of just trying to emulate what existing platforms are. And I know there would be an argument where people say, but he can hire these people.
Mm.
But again, the vision goes back to the person who has this idea of setting up this platform. Yeah,
it's all about the idea.
Yeah,
and then if you have a lot of bandwagoners, you know, people who just follow other people blindly.
Yeah, there are people like that.
Yeah.
Who, as long as they like you, whatever you say is true, and they're going to even kill people for you.
But unfortunately, they're short-term.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yes.
And they're also very few.
Very few.
Yeah.
And so, trust me, they also don't want their names on that side, being very active. Because there comes a time when push comes to shove.
Yeah. That's very true.
Yes.
Yeah, but what you said is true. There's no single person who has a platform that can command the same number of followers or engagement that they command on social media platforms. And this is more specifically for celebrities.
Yes.
Yes, social media gives them the avenue to speak to their own people.
Yes.
And they can try emulate that on their own websites or platforms.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very hard.
Yes.
It's very hard to get such numbers.
Yeah.
And that brings me to an interesting perspective that I've always had also.
Yeah.
Social media is more of a promotional tool.
Yes.
And the reason why it's a promotional tool is because you have this many people on one platform.
Mm.
The work is already done for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to go and market yourself anywhere and tell guys, yo, my Twitter handle is @TheKenyanEntrepreneur or my Instagram handle is @TheKenyanEntrepreneur.
Yeah.
As long as you're creating good content,
mm-hmm.
there's an audience already in place for you. You just need to make sure that whatever you're putting out there is something they can connect with.
Yes.
So if you think about it from that perspective, then you automatically know that then it's very hard for you to have your platform command that much traffic.
Yes.
Because when you're on social media platforms or digital platforms in general, there is that aspect of economies of scale.
Mm-hmm.
If we are posting this podcast and we're talking about something that Joe Rogan, who is one of the biggest podcasters in the world, has posted, or Mantok KE, or whoever it is, whatever podcast has posted, the algorithm sort of is going to put them back to back. So you end up getting an audience that was already there for something else.
Yes.
But now if you have a platform that is just for you, people who don't like you will never discover you. But if you're not big enough, people might never know that you even exist. So when it comes to this idea of having websites, for me, even besides the idea of this platform is not yours, this platform can disappear tomorrow, or this platform can kick you off of it. My main thing is I'm always an advocate of creators creating products.
Yes.
So if you're a lifestyle creator or a photographer, it would make sense for you to say, by the way, I'm a photographer, I'm a travel photographer, and I've used so many bugs. I've never found a bug that works for me as a travel photographer.
Which is true.
Yeah. And what I've decided to do is to come up with a design that I believe will work for me. And if it works for me, chances are, if you're a travel photographer, this thing will work for you. So that gives you an avenue of building products. Mm-hmm. If you are someone who is in the beauty industry, you can be like, yo, my skin doesn't work with any of these makeup brands out here.
Yeah.
I've gone to different manufacturers and we've come up with a product that works for me.
Yes.
And people who relate with you and people who just want to support you are going to be potential customers.
You'll find them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now if you post these products on social media platforms and you can have social media pages for these ideas or these products that you've built.
Yeah.
But every time people engage with them and buy, if they're not going to your own website, you're going to lose out on a lot. And I'm not talking about the money, because the money is going to be transparent. If you're using Amazon or Alibaba or Jumia, if you're an African, whatever platform, it's very transparent. You know, you're going to list your product. they're going to take their cut, a percentage of the revenue that they help you generate.
Been generated, yeah.
And then they give you the difference.
Mm.
But the one thing they're not giving you is the data. You don't know where these people are. You don't know what their needs are. Mm. If they're giving feedback, they're giving feedback to Jumia and not you.
Not you.
And this is data you don't own. Yes, you can have that aspect of, this is my phone number or my address. This is where this thing is going to be brought.
Mm.
But sometimes people don't even know where their customers are because they're using drop shipping.
Mm.
So having a website goes beyond just telling people,
yeah,
I have my own platform. It goes towards knowing who your customers are, especially if you're a creator with products.
Yeah.
It helps you know who your customers are. It helps you know where they are.
Yeah.
It helps you know what they feel like is missing so that you can improve on your product.
Yeah.
And we all know data is king and queen. I don't know what connotation works for whoever is listening, but data is huge. And this data that you can even be like, okay, at this level, I cannot necessarily afford to manufacture this product myself, but I can partner with someone who does have the resources to do that.
Mm.
And when you approach them, you can tell them, look, I've built this product. I've had 100,000 people buy this product.
Yes.
I know enough. I know enough to come up with the next product enough to make sure that whatever I'm telling you or whatever I want added on this product, I know it's for a fact because I have the data to support it. But if you're just selling these things on social media, how and when will you have access to this data?
And it's interesting because I feel like on a personal level, not everyone who is your customer is on social media or follows
exactly.
you. Because,
exactly.
I mean, most people relate to the product more. And it doesn't mean that I need to follow you on social media to even be relating to whatever product that you're selling.
Mm.
Apart from that, social media is kind of limiting. Yeah. Because like you see, if today you're a photographer or a videographer or you're a VJ or whatever, there's that amount of data that you can post. So it cuts out at some point, you know.
Yeah.
So even if you're like for IG, you have to post like 10 pics.
Mm.
Probably whatever project you had has over 50 pics.
Yeah.
Then how do you put that out
there? Oh, you mean like in one single post?
Yeah, in one single post. Yeah. Because you don't want to have 100 posts talking about the same thing.
Same thing, true,
you know?
True.
So it's important that people take risks. A space which you have designed yourself, a space where it's just you and talking about your products, where people can understand what's behind your creativity or whatever it is that you're working on.
And there are people who just want to connect with you because there's a conversation I had with Esther, the host of CTA.
Yes.
And he was saying every time he hosts people on on his podcast or his platform, there's some crazy traffic that goes to these people because people feel like, oh, you guys are not just selling hair products to us. There's a story behind it. You came up with this product because your kid was going through 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
So if my kid is going through the same thing, chances are this product will work. So people connect with you because there's an element of authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And just having a story that sells compels people to connect with you. So there are people who might not necessarily want to buy, but they feel like, okay, I can be a part of a community that this person have.
Yes.
You can then, with this data that you have and this feedback that you have, you can then say, okay, let me start small meetups for photographers.
Yes.
So that we can, you know each other and do other things. And that is something you can monetize. Have people sample even products that you have not already released so that they give you feedback before you go and mass produce.
Mm. I feel like having a website is being in a space where you can be expressive freely without fear of being judged, you know, being ridiculed.
Or
because
muted.
I mean, social media has quite a number of cycles. Very few people are normal in the social media space. Sorry to say, I don't mean bad, no pun intended, but that's just what it is.
Yeah.
Because everyone just goes there to want to have the right to, you know, like just...
People feel like they have the freedom to say and do anything just because you cannot access them or see them. And there are very few people who actually go on social media with the intention of getting value.
Yes.
And I remember last year when I was active on Instagram, and I'm going to be back. You guys, if you're on Instagram, follow me at The Kenyan Entrepreneur. I was sharing, that was a shameless plug.
Oof.
I was sharing, what is it called? Like I would go on Twitter and learn about something and I would translate it into consumable posts that guys would be like, share more, please. So the audience is not as huge, but the 10, 20, 30 people would be like, can you share more about this? Because you realize that when you go on these platforms, it's sort of from an outsider's perspective or from a user's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
When you go on TikTok, the assumption is you're only going to find people dancing. If you go on Instagram, the assumption is you're going to find people who are just showing you how cool their life is.
Yeah.
But the truth is, if you dig deep enough, you will get people who actually are sharing content that is valuable to the people that follow them.
Yes.
So it's true. There are a lot of people who are on social media and they go there just to give their eyeballs.
Yes.
And that is data for Facebook and these other platforms.
Yeah.
Facebook is now Meta. But there are also a small fraction of people who go on digital platforms because they feel like, yo, if I can go on, like that friend of yours, his name is Ngahu.
Yes.
He's on TikTok. He never dances. He doesn't dance.
Yeah.
He does financial literacy content.
Which is very relevant.
Yeah. And when he started out, guys were like, what are you doing?
What is this guy talking about?
And now he has thousands of followers. And now these are people who he can actually say, I have an event coming up. Let's hang out and talk about money.
Which he does,
And these people will show up. It doesn't have to be 1,000 people.
Yeah.
But people will show up.
Yeah. You have 10 people following you.
Yeah. So...
Ngaho, you're very lucky.
So right now, the conversation for me is, how do we get creators to say, okay, let me create my own platform?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be an expense. You know, sometimes when you tell people you need a website, the assumption is you're trying to hassle them so they can pay you so you can create for them.
Not necessarily. I mean, it depends on how somebody sees it.
Mm.
People's understanding is very different.
Yeah.
Like, as we speak about this topic, I'm like, yo, I actually might need a website of my own.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there are those stories that you tell and you're not telling them for anything. I mean, you just tell them so that whoever might be interested to know you more, that is...
They have a platform for positive vibes.
They can get more vibes. People can learn a lot of things. We can learn a lot of things from each other. You know, like it just doesn't have to be modeling always on social media.
Yeah, and trending songs.
You know, there's a lot more. And I feel like if we learn to utilize that space better, it can bring more, more learning. And it will bring by a learning environment because people need to learn a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, in the current world, we're in 2022, there's a lot of depression, a lot of stress. People feel lost sometimes because somebody doesn't know what to do
They feel alone.
Or how to approach their careers and how to just operate, you know. So it takes a lot.
If you have a platform and you feel like this platform can give value to people who follow you, please build it. It's not
build
just...
It.
For you.
Yeah.
There are people, there's a podcast I was listening to earlier and they were saying that sometimes we shy away from sharing the dark moments and we forget that it's those dark moments that a lot of people relate with because people are going through a hard time.
Yes.
So if you're a creator and you feel like, by the way, I can share this extra information, even if you want to charge for it.
Yes.
I am 100% for creators making money.
Mm.
But even if you want to do it as an impact or you want to charge for it, go for it. But build a platform that is yours.
Yes.
You can always iterate it. For the longest time, websites have been seen as things for people who are at a different level in life. They have money to spend. You can actually learn and do these things your own. Go on different platforms, research.
Yeah.
WordPress is easy for you.
Yeah.
But if you want a professional done website, it's time to introduce our sponsor, Kenktad Digital. If you want a website as a creator or a business, check out kenktad.co.ke. They build for you a very good website, whether it's informational or e-commerce.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out and see what they can do for you.
Exactly. And I mean, it's time people start telling stories so that we just don't relate with what people see online, on social media.
Yeah.
There's more to learn. Mm. There's more. You don't have to change the whole world. You can always just touch one or two people.
Okay. I mean, but if you touch them, make sure you're not doing...
No, the bad
kind of touching. for those guys who are wondering why we don't talk about trending issues, the other day, the day on 7th March,
mm-hmm.
the day before International Women's Day,
yes,
there was a very
nasty
and uncouth and evil thing that happened. A Kenyan lady driver was involved in a minor accident. A boda-boda rider. If you're in Nigeria, that is Okada. If you're in Uganda, that is boda-boda still.
And if you're in Kisumu, it's called Peng.
Peng. This Peng guy showed up from nowhere and this lady hit her and she was harassed by a flock of boda-boda riders. So I don't know where we are headed. And people feel like it's okay. There are people who feel like it's okay to have a right over someone else. And that is just wrong. So even as we say that you're going to touch people's life, make sure
you do the right
kind of touching. Yeah, because if you don't have consent, don't do it. We were talking earlier about this. People have a switch.
Yes.
That tells them whatever they're doing is wrong.
Mm.
And sometimes it takes a cycle to fight that feeling of I should stop.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're the kind of person who does such things and you're listening to this podcast, first of all, unsubscribe and disappear. And then the second thing you need to do is go find help because that is nasty behavior.
Very nasty.
Not to dwell on this topic, but it's something that I had to mention because I'm the testosterone in this podcast. I need to make sure that my co-host feels safe and even the female guests that are coming.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dwell on it. However, I just hope that each and everyone sees through themselves and do the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter the circumstance or the pressure that you're under. Just do the right thing.
And I've seen people sort of bringing up another story that happened, I think, today or yesterday. This guy was attacked by two ladies. And then he went to the police to report it.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, one of the ladies was the wife to one of the police officers he was reporting to.
Yeah.
And this guy ended up in the police cell. And people are trying to say, now, let us see if there's going to be this kind of rage that we saw the other day when this lady was harassed by boda-boda riders. And in my head, I'm thinking, you cannot bring these two things together. They have to be addressed in isolation.
Yes.
Even if they're the same, it's still harassment. But they have to be addressed in isolation. Mm. There are men who are also molested and abused.
That happens every other day.
Yeah, but we cannot use a man's situation to sort of make the lady's situation sound normal.
Yeah.
Because if you don't address it in isolation, then it becomes a thing of, oh, you guys did this, us guys did this.
Yeah.
So it's like you're canceling out the wrongdoings.
Yeah.
Each of them has to be addressed separately.
Yes.
Anyway, before we dwell into that,
and
if we ever decide to talk about that, we're going to talk about it in a different platform.
Yes.
Coming back to what we were talking about, my takeaway home would be, it's important for creators to see themselves, first of all, as their own selves.
Yeah.
And believing that all these other platforms are there, yes.
Yeah.
But they also need something that is their own.
Yeah.
So if you need to create a website, create it. If you need to, even if it's a free website, there are platforms like Wix, platforms like WordPress. There's so many. And if you feel like you want to embed anything that has to do with e-commerce, you can learn how to do it, or you can talk to the sponsor of this episode, kenktad.co.ke. But the generality of this conversation is you need your own platform.
Create your own space.
Create where your own
space. Where you can be freely expressive.
Yes.
I mean,
use social media.
It will go a long way.
As a promo tool for this other thing.
Yes.
So if you have 1 million followers on social media, then you can tell this a million people, I have this other platform where I talk about things that I actually care about.
Yes.
And that also brings in an element of sustainability.
Yes.
Anyway, my name is Sebastian.
My name is Natia Beno.
Feel free to give us feedback. If you're listening to this on Anchor, there's an option for you to respond to us with a voice note.
As we
respond to your question, we can play it during the episode.
Yes.
But if you want to just give us written feedback, you can go on Instagram. Yeah. Our handle is Creator Podcast. Creator Podcast is CR8R Podcast.
Yep.
Follow us and give us feedback on what you think. We are on episode 14. We have 15 more episodes to go.
Like not 15. We have 17.
This is episode 14.
Yeah.
And then we have...
We skipped 16. 2 days.
No, no. We are on episode 14. But we need 16 more episodes. 16. Right?
Oh, yeah.
But one of these days, we're going to put out three episodes.
Oof.
So, just to prepare Nati mentally, there's a day you're going to have to record 4 podcast episodes.
It's all right. I'll manage. Yeah.
We'll hack it. Anyway, that has been the conversation of today. I find that in this conversation, we had a high moment. Announcing that you're back, then we had a good intellectual conversation about the necessity of, and then we plummeted. You can't also just turn a blind eye when such things are happening,
especially
in an environment where you live in, your sisters live in, your mothers,
your daughters, your nieces.
So we have to address such things. And the beauty of being a creator is we find creative ways of talking about it or embedding it in our content.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening to this, take action. If there's a petition out there about it, make sure you go and sign it.
Yep.
Peace out and bye. And bye. Remember to check out kenkta.co.ke, the proud sponsors of this episode. If you're a content creator or a small business looking for a website for your brand. Bye.
Bye.